Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, the Republican National Convention and the Democratic National Convention is just ahead of us. Did you see the Time magazine when they talked about, is this going to be 1968 again? Well, the prophetic words are, because we told Israel they had to go back to their 1967 borders, that's what our president, President Obama, told Israel, and has given them a difficult time ever since, which are undefensible borders. The word came out by Chuck Pierce, a prophetic believer out of Zion Ministries out of Texas, that we are going to have to go back to the 60s ourselves. We're not going to be in the 60s, but the issues that we had in the 60s that we're going to have now in this time frame because of that. In addition, he said that we're going to have, because the root of racism is anti-Semitism, being racist towards Jews because they're Jews, that's what that means. Because of the increase of racism towards Israel, then America is going to go deeper into that issue. Until we get it right with Israel, we won't have it right in America. But he did say it will get bad for a while, but America will get beyond this issue. It'll be resolved. What does that mean? We're days away now from this crisis hitting. And the crisis is not only hitting in America. We have people that are talking about, who are financial planners that you'll hear on today's program, that are saying that we're not even planning money anymore. We already know the economy's going to crash. We're talking about business and everything crashing. I mean, that's totally amazing when you think about that. But first of all, we want to go to the memorial service in Texas where the slain Dallas police officers were having a memorial service, and our president spoke, and he said something very powerful. This is the first time in all of his presidency I ever heard him talk specifically about what officers go through on a day-to-day basis and the position that we put them in. As a matter of fact, let's take a look now.
And then we tell the police, you're a social worker, you're the parent, you're the teacher, you're the drug counselor. We tell them to keep those neighborhoods in check at all costs and do so without causing any political blowback or inconvenience. Don't make a mistake that might disturb our own peace of mind. And then we feign surprise when periodically the tensions boil over. We know those things to be true. They've been true for a long time. We know it. Police, you know it. Protesters, you know it. You know how dangerous some of the communities where these police officers serve are. And you pretend as if there's no context. These things we know to be true. And if we cannot even talk about these things, if we cannot talk honestly and openly, not just in the comfort of our own circles, but with those who look different than us or bring a different perspective, then we will never break this dangerous cycle.
That is so refreshing, being a former law enforcement officer, to hear for the very first time with such exact truth about how officers have been put in very tragic situations, put in political situations, and their very life is at stake because of the community that they've been sent in. And in addition, our president says, and you protesters, you even know how difficult it is. I'm telling you, this is the first time, and it was very encouraging to hear the truth come out. But we have to understand how this thing works, that under Saul Alinsky's techniques and rules for radicals, and where President Obama was mentored, Hillary Clinton was mentored by Saul Alinsky, it says you first have to polarize before you organize. So that means everything has to be divided before you begin to organize. The question is, are they planning on having a national police force? Did the retired chief of Philadelphia, who's just said he finished a report up, that he says we need a national police force, or we definitely need to at least cut down our 18,000 police forces down to 9,000, cut them in half in the next 10 years. Listen, there's state independence. There's a lot of things going on. and you're seeing these issues happen, you want to settle down on one issue and say, we need to focus on this. But you have to understand there's many fires in this oven. They're doing quite a few things at the very same time. And you have to pay attention to all of them at the same time. Why? Because if you focus on one, the other one's going to take out the country. I believe that if we humble ourselves before God, we pay attention and hear what the Spirit's saying to us, that God will bring us through this thing and bring us to a place of revival. But also know this, that they're saying specifically that war is coming.
These are some interesting days, aren't they, John?
Yes, they are.
They
goodness.
Are so interesting.
Days that require wisdom and prayer, right?
Lots of wisdom. If you're wondering why we went 7.5 years without facing that kind of truth about what law enforcement's really dealing with,
yeah,
it's because it's part of Rules for Radicals. It's part of Saul Alinsky techniques.
It's part of the
first
narrative.
You have to actually polarize before you organize. So you're going to look now at some organizing techniques. And as typical, most human beings just go, oh, this everything's good now, because even though it was 7.5 years of being beat upside the head and
reality was not real. It finally came out. Something good. Okay. I knew it was there all along.
And I want to say on behalf of our law enforcement that, you know, that's the truth. You know, being former law enforcement, I know that's what you're dealing with on a day-to-day basis. And but hold on. Some interesting times are coming. Mm. One is a financial advisor right here. His name is Michael Krieger, and he's saying very specifically that we don't even plan finances anymore, because we believe financial crisis is not the only thing coming. A crisis, a collapse of everything is coming. As a matter of fact, let's take a look now.
I'm talking about Michael Krieger at LibertyBlitzkrieg.com. And it's actually bigger than an economic downturn. Far bigger than an economic downturn would be a disintegration and ultimately an overthrow of the entire status quo regime, the entire post-World War II, establishment. And that's way bigger than an economic decline. It's even way bigger than an economic decline that we saw in 2008, 2009, because it was obvious to me, and I know a lot of your guests say the same thing, that this has one way to go, which is a complete collapse of everything, right? I mean, we're going to need to start over. There's too much debt. There's too much corruption. There's too much BS. There's too much war. There's too much everything that's bad in this world. And debt is one aspect of it. So, yes, will everything ultimately have to start from scratch? Will we have to wipe out the debts one way or the other? Of course we will. I guess the reason I've stopped writing about that and talking about that recently is because it's so obvious. And so it's not just the debt. It's not just the economies that are going to collapse. It's everything, the political establishment, the social fabric, all of these things that we've been essentially living under for our entire lives will be replaced by something else. The only question is, and this is the big issue, and I warned about this in 2010 publicly. I said there's going to be a power vacuum. The only question is, are we going to get something better or are we going to get something worse?
Are we going to get something better or are we going to get something worse? And these are financial planners that are saying, listen, everything's going to collapse. We know it's going to collapse. And it really is. If you would have been watching VFN TV all along, we've been talking about it prophetically. Rick Joyner talks about the true national debt that's out there in
Rick
the world.
Rick Joyner said that God showed him that collapse was coming. Not a reset, not a downturn, but he prophesied some time back a financial collapse.
Martial law's coming as well.
David Wilkerson saw it as well.
Oh, yeah. But martial law's coming, and it all depends who that marshal is. That's why it's so important that you pray about who you're going to vote for. And to pray, you got to pray for our current president. Pray for protection over him.
Yes.
Pray that nobody does anything. Just pray for him. Pray that he finishes his term out. He and Michelle and Sasha and Malia begin their life, no longer in presidency. And then a new president comes in, a peaceful transition of power.
Like we've had here.
Yes. And we want to just pray. Don't speak against him. Don't join anybody, say anything negative about a president. Realize that it's the office. And just, we want a peaceful transition that's taking place. And some things God's been showing us. When everything collapses, everybody changes. When your boss don't pay you no more, you don't love your company no more. Yeah. A lot of people are that way, you know?
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.